Blog Talk Radio.
Now is the perfect time to slow down and take stock of where you are headed in 2016. Today's show is your opportunity to pause and fully assess what the past year has meant in your life. Yes, we're solidly in the holiday shopping season, and the sales pitches and countdowns to Christmas can really make you crazy. This is the time to step away from the madness for just a few minutes, to determine if you're headed in the right direction for the new year. So get your pen, paper, smartphone, or laptop, and let's prepare you for positive pathways for your future. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. I am so glad to be back with you. It's hard to believe I've been off the air for a month. I looked at my calendar a few minutes ago. The last show we had was at the end of October, and because of the scheduling issues that I had with the multicultural conference, guests who were here in India until the middle of November, then another client activity that I was a part of, and then finally Thanksgiving, it just knocked out the whole month of November. So I am really glad to be back with you, and I hope that you have had a great 5 weeks. I also hope that you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You can actually go to my website, tellcarol.com, that's T-E-L-L-C-A-R-O-L-E, and look at some of my holiday pictures that I've taken. You'll see my whole family and friends and how we gathered at my house last Thursday for Thanksgiving. So you can click through and enjoy the pictures. And I have many, many pictures from different events, client events, and family activities that I'm going to be posting and really building up that gallery at tellcarol.com. So I hope that you will enjoy that. And then find ways that you can share your pictures, not just electronically on your smartphone, which many of us do, but find a way where you can actually post those pictures either on a website, either yours or one of the other commercial websites, so that people can really get to know you better through your pictures. I am also very, very thankful for all of the wonderful activities that took place during our November 5th multicultural conference. It was really a fabulous success. So I thank each and every person who was involved in our activities. We had a standing room only group. It was amazing how many people who were there. We had probably 110 plus in the room, and it was standing room only. The speakers, everybody just did a great job throughout the day. Parking at UMass Boston is a little tricky, but somehow we worked through it, and it all worked for us. So we just thank each and every one of you who attended. And we look forward to the November 3rd, 2016 conference. That's the next conference that we have scheduled at UMass Boston. That'll be our 10th conference. And our upcoming Black History Breakfast will be Thursday, March 3rd, 2016. We'll have much more information about that. It will be a complete salute to blacks in the military, both past and present. And our guest speaker will be Ernie Washington. He is a Purple Heart recipient, going to really deliver a fabulous message. So we're going to give you more information about that in the weeks to come. That will be at the Colonnade Boston Hotel. So very quickly, before we get into this subject matter today, I want to give a great big shout-out to all of our sponsors who were very, very much a part of the November 5th conference. First State Street Corporation, they were our gold sponsor. They were there. They had a wonderful, distinguished panel. They brought many people, probably 25 attendees were from State Street Corporation. So very big shout out to State Street because of the great job that they did as our gold sponsor, lead sponsor for the multicultural conference on November 5th. Also, we thank Liberty Mutual, Amtrak, and UMass Boston, UMass Boston in particular, because they are our co-sponsors for this conference, along with the Commonwealth Compact. Dr. Keith Motley is the chancellor at UMass Boston. He always brings wonderful, powerful greetings and just did a great job. So very, very appreciative of the role that UMass Boston and the Commonwealth Compact with Georgiana Melendez, who was on board as well. In addition to Liberty Mutual and Amtrak, we say thank you very much to them. We say thank you to the May Institute, to Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, to Tufts Health Plan, to the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, to Comcast, to Massport, to Eversource, to R&L Associates, to Bright Horizon, to Lurie Davis Wealth Management, to King Printing, and to our 2015 advertiser, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Thanks to each and every one of our sponsors and our advertisers for the job that you did to help ensure the complete success of our November 5th Multicultural Conference. It was really delightful. To all of our speakers, in the coming weeks, I'm probably going to refer back to some of the speakers. We'll have all of their pictures up. We'll have some of the keynote address messages up also on videotape, so I will make sure that you are aware of that. So if you had not had a chance to be a part of our conference, you can actually listen to things virtually and learn accordingly. I'm just excited about the speakers, their messages, the whole concept of global inclusion, multiculturalism and diversity, and the way it was really rolled out at the conference. Just a great job. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to my volunteers and all those who attended. Our volunteers helped to put things together, and I just thank each and every one of them for helping to make this a very special event. We did have a great guest from India, and that was just exciting and very delightful to have Reverend Abraham and Reverend Sarah Padini, who were here. They delivered a very powerful message and also stayed with us in Boston and the greater Boston area until November 15th. We took them around to 20 cities in 3 states in 12 days. It was power-packed, and they really enjoyed themselves. And I'm very thankful that they came, and they're now back in Chennai. Chennai is having some tough rain right now, a lot of flooding that's going on. I gave them a power charger, each one of them a charger, and they lost power in their home in Chennai over the last couple of days. And those chargers kept their phones going. So I'm so glad that they came, and I'm glad I was able to give them a gift that they could use when they get back to Chennai. So we are hopeful and prayerful that the entire state of Tamil Nadu, including Chennai, will have much better weather ahead, and the rains will stop in the days ahead. Thank you all so much. Well, what I want you to do, if at all possible, I know it's kind of tough for all of us to sort of step back and unplug and totally be reflective going off to a retreat or a retreat facility. We'd love to do that. That would be the ideal thing to do, just to pack up your things. Don't take your cell phone with you and go to a wonderful place where you could just think for probably a weekend or a couple of days. But I want to create that same kind of mood for each and every one of us, because I think we need it, particularly if you're an American and you're listening to this and you hear about yet another shooting. We just had one yesterday in San Bernardino, California. Last week we had one in Colorado Springs, Colorado. On top of the San Bernardino shooting, there was one in Savannah, Georgia. It's like a shooting every day. Now, statistically, that's what's happened in America, a shooting every day. So the madness, the craziness, the bombing that took place in Paris, France, and bombings that took place in Lebanon, bombings that have taken place in Nairobi and in northern Kenya and other parts of the world, it's just, you know, in Mali as well. If you concentrate on the current and the present activities, you look at your life, you look at all the things that have to be done, it can drive you nuts. So I'm asking that you step back for just a little bit. And I want you to do the following. And this really is the result of my guests, the Padinis, who were here. And they gave real honest assessments about Americans and what they thought about Americans being wonderful people. But they said, you guys are really, you're busy. You're overscheduled all the time. And I'd like for you to do the following. I want you to count over the next 2 or 3 days the number of times that you use the word busy, B-U-S-Y. I want you to count and let me know how many times do you use the word busy. And I want you to compare that with how many times do you hear other people using the word busy, B-U-S-Y. Now, this is what typically happens. You've had a very hectic day. You have lots to do. We all are in those things, those frames of mind. And you're talking to a friend or a colleague, and they'll ask you, how are you? You'll respond, I've had a really busy day. And they will top you, and they will say, well, gosh, my day was unbelievably busy. And they give you the details of their day. Now, that's typically what happens with conversations that I have and other people have, too, here in this country. I want you to just count and see how many times that's said. And use that as the backdrop of where you want to alter things for 2016. Now, I'm a firm believer, just with so many things that have happened in my life, that there's some things you just can't control. You cannot control rainfall in Chennai, continuous 3-week rainfall. You cannot control the elements of nature. There are some things in your family or within your companies you just don't have any control over. But you do have control over your attitude, how you approach things, and more specifically, where you are headed for 2016. So this whole title is Take Stock of Your Present, Your Past, and Your Future as You Determine Your Road to 2016. 2016 is an idea, a concept that hasn't hit us yet. It's going to hit us in less than 30 days. And typically we make New Year's resolutions that take effect in January, and I'm asking you just to step back, and before you do any of that stuff, which can be productive and oftentimes can be non-productive, is that I'd like for you just to step back and just count all of the occurrences where you feel busy, where you feel overwhelmed, where you feel like you can't put another responsibility, task, or duty on your plate for that particular day. And again, I want you to compare that with your friends and colleagues and other people who were in the same boat. With that said, after you've added all that up, I'm going to do the same thing, is that I want you to figure out how can that language and that mindset be reduced in 2016. And you can begin that process in the month of December. Now, this is what I've done for the month of December. I've had, like everybody else, a very busy 2015. It was so busy that I couldn't do my radio shows in November, but that's all in the past. What I'm doing for the month of December is, even though I have activities and responsibilities, as much as possible, I am trying to wrap up and complete assignments, client activities, reports that have to be written, many, many, many video clips that need to be uploaded, pictures, etc. I'm trying to do as much of that as possible in the month of December, and I am minimizing and, in some cases, saying no to events and activities that will take me away from this important task for this month. I actually had an organization that reached out to me, wanted me to be a part of their committee project for a very important cause, a wonderful cause, and I had to do a real assessment. Did I want to get involved to the high level that I would be expected to get involved throughout 2016 or for half of 2016, which would then take me away from some very important things I probably need to do in my life to move things forward, and I had to pass on that opportunity. So if this month can be a valuable month for you, it will be a month where you can really look at the responsibilities, the tasks, the duties, the assignments that you have in front of you. Now, this is especially true if you have children at home who are not grown and you are still caring for and you're responsible for them. I have two grandchildren, so, and I'll pick them up tomorrow for the weekend. So I'm in the same boat from that perspective. But I look at young parents, either single parents or two-party households where there are two parents in the household, and all of the duties that they have, and if you're not careful, you will lose yourself to those responsibilities. You will lose yourself to the duties, the very important duties that you have to young people, children, or to adults that you are caring for. Many of my listeners are taking care of elderly parents or relatives or friends or neighbors who need a lot of help. And if you're not careful, you give so much away that there's absolutely nothing left for you. So this December, for the rest of the month, as much as possible, I would encourage you to do this kind of reflective thinking. You can't go off on the retreat, as I had talked about earlier, but perhaps there's an opportunity for you just to sit back and begin to make notes of this whole concept of being busy and what that means in your life. Now, this is what I want you to do with all that. It's going to take you a couple of weeks. It's not going to happen, and perhaps it's going to spill over into January, and that's okay. I just don't want you to start it in January because the year will have already started. I want you to start it now. And we're early enough in this shopping phase and this crazy season where you're probably getting 100 emails every day trying to sell you something because it is the holiday season, that as much as possible, if you can sort of step away from all that madness and really get a handle on where you are and where you want to go. Now, in order to do that, you have to really look back and see what has happened in your life over 2015. As I said, with me, my business definitely went up. I had lots of activities that took place. I did a lot of speaking, a lot of training. And that activity will probably continue into 2016, but I really wanted to carve out December as the month to do a lot of soul searching and assessments. I also plan on doing one or two things differently next year that will have a direct impact on my business activities, the conference, and the other activities that I'm involved in, the breakfast as well. But it's done with this whole spirit of making sure that you are assessing where you're going, and assessing your past, your present, and your future, and really taking stock of who you are and where you're going. So often, again, we are so enmeshed in the roles and responsibilities of other people. If you have any kind of leadership role on your job, that's especially true. And when people are depending on you, that's also true, whether they're depending on you as colleagues or staff members within your organization or whether you have a home situation where you have family members who are responsible to you, you're responsible to them, and they are looking up to you, or in a community setting where you have individuals in your community who are looking up to you. So often we can get so caught up in trying to give that we give everything away, and we don't really take enough time to really reflect and think on our own. If you look at all the major religious groups, and this is not a religious program, but all the major religious groups, there is always an expectation that you take time for meditation and take time for reflection and obviously take time for worship. Well, this is very, very similar, where you are taking time so that you can really determine the outcome of your 2016 with full realization that you are not going to be in control of every single thing that happens in the year 2016. We're not even in control of things that are going to happen the rest of the afternoon or tomorrow. But if we can put things in place so that we can better focus on where we're headed, it will help in terms of things that will happen to us and how we react to it. Many people react versus being proactive because they haven't taken enough time to really do this kind of careful assessment. And since we're going to be on the air for the rest of December, we're going to continue on with the theme, obviously mixing in some holiday joy as well, but just really doing this kind of self-assessment and then figuring out how we can become more confident, courageous individuals without becoming narcissistic. It's not a matter of doing that, but it's just a matter of really fortifying ourselves so that we are prepared for the world that is in front of us. It's an exciting time, even though we have so many world issues that we're facing. I mentioned, obviously, the United States and our just disgusting level of guns that are in this country, and no one's taking on the NRA, and just all those kind of things that we're facing, and then individual problems that we have and community issues that we have, and then we look at other activities that are happening in every country in the world, and just how can we be better people? How can we become better humanitarians? How can we become better citizens of our respective countries? And how can we do it in a way that helps us to fortify ourselves as we help to empower not only ourselves, but the people who are around us? So, if there's an opportunity for you, either once each week in the month of December, or if you have the luxury, maybe a couple of minutes or so every day in December, or at least maybe two or three times between now and December 31st, if you can just sit down, take stock, again, of this whole concept of being busy, and ask yourself the question, do I like where I'm headed? Do I like where I'm headed? Next question, am I headed in the right direction? Am I headed in the right direction? And thirdly, what can I do to positively impact my direction for 2016? So those three questions combined will give you a sense of where you can go in 2016. And the whole idea is to do it, if you have some mood music or jazz or whatever in the background, that's fine, but turn off your television sets or YouTube channels or other mechanisms that can distract you. But just getting a full assessment of where you, Inc., you being the brand that you know best, you, Inc., I-N-C, just getting a full assessment of where you need to be headed in 2016. Now, once you get clear faculties of that, what can you do to either put forth some strategies or some goals or some things that you need to do in your life so that you can actually get to that place so that by January 1st, you'll be fully prepared for the new year? Instead of what a lot of people are going to do, they're going to rush, they're going to buy, they're going to go to work, they're going to come home, they're going to just get involved in that robotic routine without even thinking about any of this, and you're going to blink and you're going to wake up and, oh my God, it's January 10th already and I haven't done XYZ. So now is the time to really prepare yourself for those XYZ activities. And perhaps maybe you need to do a little pruning. Maybe some things that you really can't schedule in your life need to be removed. Just like I had to make tough choice. I've made a couple of tough choices where I just was not really productive for me to get involved in some activities, even though the invitations were there. So are these invitations in your life to either pass on or to embrace and take on? Are there some people who may be influencing you too much where you need to somehow modify or edit the relationship you have with them? That's up to you, and that certainly happens. Perhaps it's simply, and this is something else I'm going to do, I'm going to systematically do as I'm busy cleaning out my bedroom, is perhaps you need to rearrange some things in your living space to give you a better sense of purpose. It can be that simple without buying anything. But just clean out, take care of all the clutter, which is something I really have to work on as well. But just rearrange things so that you have a better perspective based on the surroundings that you're in. And maybe this can take some time, but sometimes cleaning can be therapeutic, and rearranging can definitely be therapeutic. So I'm hoping that the month of December, as we will continue to talk about this throughout the month, and I thank the guests who are in the chat room for listening, is that I'm hoping that you can take this time and put things in order so that you are really excited and looking forward to 2016 instead of just being pushed into 2016 by no volition of your own, just by doing robotically the same things that you do over and over again, and you're not controlling anything. You're just doing. So it's a matter of living versus doing. And I'm really hoping that each and every one of us can live fully in the moment in 2016. But it's a matter of preparing for that, living fully in the moment, realizing there's some things you have no control over, but when it comes to attitude and presence and fully embracing the world that we are in, the space that we're in, it's doing it in a very positive, proactive perspective and a proactive manner versus being robotic and reactive or busy, 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 on and on and on. So that's your homework assignment, to see if you can carve out those moments, knowing that all of us have lots of responsibilities, but this is important for you. This is where you're investing in yourself and investing in your own time and your own circumstances. And whether you have zero children or 10 children, still finding a way where you can have the level of balance and confidence and assurity in your life that will make every single day meaningful. It doesn't mean you have to be happy, 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 happy all the time, but you certainly can have the presence and the fortitude and the confidence and the strength in your level of ability, along with whatever your faith-based practices happen to be, but you're doing things in a way where you are truly taking stock of your present, your past, and your future so that your road to 2016 will be a meaningful and a relevant one because you've put the guidelines in place to have that happen. So throughout December, as we have our other shows, we're going to continue on this theme and really talk about ways where this can be done, pragmatically so. We'll give you maybe a couple of insights, resources, et cetera. And hopefully you'll get a date book if you don't have one already so that, again, you can take total control of that end of your life. So enjoy the rest of your day or weekend. Thank you so much for listening. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas. We'll be back next week, and we're going to continue on with this theme. Have a great day. Thanks so much. Take care.